Welcome, all friends of Following Padre Pio. And today we're going to look at this very difficult question and put it to Padre Pio. What is the point of bringing Jesus your suffering? Hello, my name is Edward Urban, presenting our channel Following Padre Pio, in which we look at the absolutely incredible life of the mystic and miracle worker Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk, whose intercession is still so powerful today. So if you or a friend or a loved one is in need of Padre Pio's help and intercession, then please do stay tuned to this channel to find out what Padre Pio can do for you. If you are new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel. Padre Pio made the statement, "You suffer, it is true, but fear not, because God accompanies you. You suffer, but have confidence, because Jesus himself suffers in you and for you." From his infancy, Padre Pio wanted to identify himself as much as possible with the passion of Jesus, to the point that he felt called to make bodily mortifications. So this is from when he was very young. And these practices were so much more easily understood in those times, when that was the spirituality of the time. When his mother, Giuseppa, discovered that her son was regularly flagellating himself, she became very worried. And she asked him why he did this. And Francisco answered that he had to beat himself just as the Jews at that time had beaten Christ. He wanted to be as much like Christ as he could. Consequently, throughout his life, Padre Pio was called to suffer, part of his mission in life. Not for the sake of suffering itself, but for suffering as a way to Christ, to suffer for the good of humanity. So that's key, it's vital, it's got to be linked to Christ. Like St. Paul, that is the apostle, Padre Pio understood. These are the words of St. Paul. "I now rejoice in my sufferings for you." And we can read the Acts of the Apostles, all the sufferings he went through. But he says, "I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up on those things that are wanting of the sufferings of Christ in my flesh for his body," which is, of course, the church. So St. Paul saw that he could add his sufferings somehow to Christ. He offered all of his difficulties and hardships for this, of course. It is clear, of course, that Christ did not need help in order to save souls. He does not need help in order to save souls. His suffering alone worked the redemption of the entire humanity. But God grants us the privilege of offering our sufferings together with Christ on the cross. So in a way, we can be on the cross with Christ. Padre Pio believed that our sufferings made sense and had value in this world, which is so much corrupted by sin. In his many ecstasies, it was not uncommon for him to offer himself as kind of a victim soul for the sake of some poor sinners. Padre Pio took every opportunity to suffer with Christ, especially when he celebrated the sacrifice of the Mass. And we saw in the previous video how much agony he would go through during the Mass. That is the one where he said he hangs on the cross with Jesus. Alluding to his preparations for his daily Mass, he said, "Only Jesus understands what I suffer as I prepare for the painful scene of Calvary." According to Padre Aurelio Latia, who was the former Vicar General of the Order of Capuchin Friars, Padre Pio, he said, made the Eucharist central to his life, and also the time of his daily sacrifice, moved by the desire to share Christ's own suffering for the good of humanity. Padre Pio knew that the cross of Christ was central to our understanding of God's love and forgiveness. If we understand the cross, it helps us to understand what God is about, the depth of his love for us. And when we embrace the crosses of our life, we grow in love for Christ. Then we begin to understand the huge sacrifice he made for us. This understanding also gives us the strength necessary to suffer for Christ. It's kind of going both ways. The saint counsels this. Reflect on the sacrifice of Christ, his agony on the cross, for our good and you too will find the strength necessary to suffer for the love of Jesus. Those are his words. Padre Pio, without a doubt, understood this truth from his own experience. Of course, he had these stigmata on his hands and feet, deep wounds on his hands and feet for 50 years, caused him intense suffering. So without a doubt, he understood this truth of suffering. And Padre Pio understood that we cannot see the glory of the resurrection without experiencing going through the cross of Calvary. On the 16th of September 1916, in a letter addressed to his spiritual sons, he recommended that in the midst of trials and suffering, a soul should meditate on Jesus. A soul must habitually, he said, meditate on the life, passion, and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is true, of course, that given our condition as humans, our thoughts cannot always be fixed on God. But we must do our best. All that is possible in order to remain in his presence. This we must do from time to time, remembering the great hope that God sees in us. Let's try and look at it from God's eyes, and he sees the suffering is beneficial to us. It can help us get to heaven. If the trials increase, he says we should not be worried. For, this is according to Padre Pio, it is written, the souls that are closer to God are tested more. So, in a way, that's a sign of greater love, isn't it? May this comfort in thought. The Heavenly Father considers us to be worthy to be like his most beloved Son. Encourage us to suffer in a resigned manner. Courage, yes, he says, and keep going straight ahead, and you will get the reward reserved for strong souls. And if you would like to be part of our Padre Pio apostolate, then please do enroll your Mass prayer intentions for next Friday's Mass. Just watch the little video clip at the end. Do continue watching our most popular videos, some especially for you, and how to enroll right here.